Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan. Fan Sports Network, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hey! We had a thought from a listener at the fan text line saying, from P1 Corndog, just want you to know I hope Sprague's pillow is hot and itchy for a week for jinxing my Steelers last night. So, you know, people don't forget.
Agreed.
Hot and itchy pillow.
Casey's finally jumping in. Yeah, I'm pissed off. I didn't want to tell him earlier, but
no,
I am.
No flipping that pillow over for the cool side of the pillow. You got one hot and itchy for you for a week.
Okay.
Uncomfortable sleep.
That's very fair, Corndog, and I'm sorry, Mariner fans. God. Sling those arrows my way, man. I'll take them.
You're like that meme now, the guy taking all the shots and everybody's laying behind. You're the one taking the shrapnel right now.
Never mind the Mariners offense and Kirby and Castillo and the Steelers defense all cowering behind me in the fetal position because they're really to blame for what happened and not me just saying they can't lose and they can't lose and then they lost.
How about Naylor getting thrown out? Cardinal sin. You do not make the last out of an inning at third base. Just rally's happening, you're back in the game, you score a run, and he gets hosed at third base. He get a great home run early in the game, you're feeling awesome about that, but those little things add up. That was the one of the few moments it felt like throughout the game where you had momentum and maybe you're going to get back into the game, and then he got gunned down at third and inning over.
The other baseball series, by the way, is finito, so I'm not even going to bring that up today. Just want to say that for the record and then move on.
You want to try with the Dodgers? We want to give it a shot? There's no way the Dodgers blow a 3-0 series lead. I mean, it's worth the gamble at this point.
There's no way the Dodgers will lose the series.
There you go. Thank you.
Now, what happens if I'm right on that?
Nah, it doesn't count. There's too much mounting evidence.
So you want my
jinx. You need a streak of non-jinxes in order to get rid of the jinx label. One's not going to do it, but let's test your magic a little bit. I feel like we just discovered you have the ability to do some cool magical stuff, and now I'm just trying to harness that energy for good.
You know, from time to time, you look at the NFL slate and you say, okay, that game and this game and that game, right? Outside of your fandoms, of course, because you always care, you look at the slate of games and you can probably identify anywhere from 3 to 7 games that you're interested in. And then like maybe almost all of them become interesting because they're within one score in the witching hour, right?
The 10 a.m. witching hour is just one of the best moments of the entire week.
I actually think we have a theme this week.
Oh, what's our theme?
And you can say maybe last night started this a little bit, although I don't know if anybody would put this in this category. I think this weekend's games, the slate of them, there's quite a few that I'm circling and I'm saying, prove it games.
Ah.
We are 6 weeks in for most teams, 6 games into the season.
We're nearing the halfway point.
We are. And I just think you can look into week 7 and I can circle a game and say, absolute prove it. Right. Let's just start with the 6:30 a.m. London crap fest. That is. How about this one at Wembley Stadium? The Rams without Nacua and the Jags off of a loss facing another NFC West team. Now, you may say the Rams are in this. I'm circling and saying, prove it, Jags. You're legit. Now, 6:30 London games are weird. They're wonky.
Yep.
But the Jags have had some real numbers to prove they're legit. And then the Seahawks just bullied them
just
last weekend.
Torched them, yeah.
So, prove it. How about the Bears? Great road win. You won at D.C., in the pissing rain. Amazing fight. Got a good run game. Caleb was good. Like, Rome's come on. Well, in come the battered and bruised 1-5 Saints. I think in the last, like, 10 years, this is the game Bears fans go, we lose this game somehow.
Yeah, you're going to find a way. Something dumb's going to happen, and you're going to screw it up.
So, like, are you going to prove that maybe you have taken this step with Ben Johnson? Is Caleb going to be good again? Nobody cares about Dolphins, Browns, Patriots, Titans. Yeah, no thanks.
I would say for the Pats, I know it sounds dumb, but that's the bump of the fired coach thing is a real stat in the NFL. Well, hell, all of sports.
Do you have a stat on the fired coach bump?
No, but Lucy gave us one on I can't remember off the top of my head, but she gave us one on Wednesday, and it was like 7 of the last 8 have won the game. I can't remember.
I'd believe that if this wasn't a Vrabel, I'm going to punch you in the mouth for what you did to me game.
We once had the Caleb Canales game in Portland. So that's all the evidence that I need. The Caleb Canales game can exist. I think any game could exist. So it's not to lose. It's just, is that game dumb and uncomfortable for some reason? Like, New England just went on the road, and they were back and forth with New Orleans. It's not like New Orleans is a wagon this year. Now, Tennessee's probably worse than them. But to your point on prove it, like, if you're a legitimate bona fide playoff team, you go in there and you win that game by 10, and it's comfortable the entire time. Because Tennessee sucks.
Eagles-Vikings?
Yes.
You know, a lot of chatter about the Vikings and the coach. He can make any quarterback win. Well, we'll see. I think McCarthy might be back this weekend.
Yeah, could be in line to play.
And Eagles looking, they're smelling funky. That offense is smelling funky. Is A.J. Brown in trade discussions? Like, there's a lot there for Philadelphia, given what they're coming off of with the Giants on Thursday. Broncos, you're facing a decent defense, at least a really stout defensive pass rush. Like,
you got Dart, you got Scadaboo ready to ram their heads at you for 4 quarters.
Can you show us some semblance of consistent offense through 4 quarters? That so far has not really been the thing for them. The Colts are at the Chargers. Talk about buying even more stock in a team that shocked everybody. The Colts going to LA, and also the Chargers, even though they're beaten up, they don't want to be 4-3.
No, you find a way to win that game. That's a huge one.
And Falcons Niners, I think you could circle that for both teams. Falcons, like, you win this game if you've taken that step. And the Niners, you're a slight home favorite, and maybe you're getting Purdy back. Kittle says he's going to be back. Bucks at the Lions does a lot. And the Seahawks at home have been dog-ass. You got the Texans coming in. So, like, I really think you look at that laundry list, and there's a lot of prove-its, I think, that is going to resonate with people depending on who wins those games.
I'm going to throw a couple more at you, too, because I agree with all the games that you listed and all the teams. It's going to be a really fun week in the NFL. And it's, you know, the NFL is the epitome of, you look at the slate and you're like, yeah, there's not a lot of green games this weekend. And then it, like, you know, 12:45 on Sunday afternoon, they're all one-score games in the fourth quarter with changing leads and
100%.
Crazy stuff happening. And so it's the beauty of the sport. Even last night, you poo-poo. Oh, it's Pittsburgh-Cincinnati with Joe Flacco, 40-year-old quarterback.
Pittsburgh's going to be 5-1.
And then you turn it on, you're like, oh, my God, is this 2007 all over again? Everybody's, you know, throwing long touchdowns. How entertaining is this? The NFC playoff picture right now to me is very interesting. Who's the best team in the NFC?
I think people would say Philly or Detroit.
Okay.
Maybe give it to Philly till they're dethroned.
Okay. And that's fair. I don't disagree with the take of, like, they were there, and so you need somebody to, you know, take the mantle from them. I understand the argument.
Although maybe there's some people, and this is to my prove it point, maybe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are there for people.
Who do they play this weekend?
Yeah.
They're in Detroit Monday night. So that's a big one for me. I also think Detroit, for as good as they've looked in moments, has shown vulnerabilities in moments. And that's every team, so it's not a criticism of Detroit.
Didn't play great against Kansas City.
And Philly, to your point, is off of back-to-back losses now. And they're treading in the wrong direction. Now, I think we all have faith in those two teams of figuring it out, and they're going to be fine in the long run, similar to kind of the theme around Kansas City this year. Two others that I've circled for this weekend. The Commies are 500.
I know.
Coming off a Monday Night Football loss in which it was like, oh my God, they're losing the entire game to, whoa, they're going to find a way to win this, to fumble. Oh my God, they lost the game.
It's a bizarre season they're having.
Very bizarre season.
They were really good against the Chargers.
Dallas can score on literally anybody. Now, their defense is ass, so that should be an easy over hit. And, you know, tune in for Spring in the Line later today. We should all just start taking the over in Cowboy games.
I've been cashing that check every week.
Commies lose. They're below 500 7 weeks into the season, or 7 games into the season. They're 3-4. And so they were a team that was in the NFC title game last year.
They'd be behind the Cowboys.
Yes, in the standings if they lose. So that's one that I've absolutely circled of like, are you, I think you're good. I know that you've dealt with injuries. I know your quarterback's been out.
Yeah.
Are you going to lose on the road to the Cowboys this weekend? And then another one that I'll give you, what are the Green Bay Packers? Can anybody explain the Green Bay Packers to me?
Frustrating, but good.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair way to put it. They have moments where they've looked like the best team and the best defense in the league, and then they have moments where you're like, ugh, that was ugly. They're on the road at Arizona this weekend. Is Jacoby Brissett starting again? I don't know if it matters. Maybe it does.
It sounds like it is Brissett because
he was better than Kyler. He was outstanding last week in Indy.
Did you see the coach, by the way?
Gannon on the 07 Michael Vick arrest?
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
I should have pulled it, but basically Gannon, the Cardinal coach, who was asked like, hey, man, dealing with adversity and losing guys to injury, when in your coaching career did you basically learn that you just have to be ready to play without your guys? Is a summation of the question.
Yes.
Just like the tone of it was the interesting part. He goes, 2007, our quarterback went to jail.
And that was it. That was the end of the answer. Just moved on.
Flatly said it as if it wasn't a controversial moment and like a massive sport, one of the biggest sports stories of our lifetimes.
Huge.
He was a quality control analyst on the Falcons team. And so he's just like, 2007 when our quarterback went to jail.
He was murdering dogs in his backyard and he went to prison for a year.
I think he has a real, man, he's got a real stench to him. He might be the next coach fired. I think it's him or McDaniel, right, at this point. But
they were competitive last week on the road at the Colts. Damn near pulled off an upset. So I just wanted to throw two more into your bunch because I agree with your theme on the weekend of the NFL.
And that's, I'm always looking for, one, I'm always interested in the standings, right? Like the Commanders thing is fascinating if they fall to 3-4.
Yes. What if the Giants win and the Commies lose? The Giants would be 3-4 and the Commies would be 3-4 and they would be tied for last place in the NFC East because the Cowboys would be ahead of them
because they won the head-to-head.
Yes,
but
record-wise, they'd be tied. Point.
And that's the weird thing is like because, and college is obviously dealing with this, because how week-to-week the league is and how almost month-to-month, like who is this team in September and then who is the team in October, we all have these, like everybody does this, right? No matter what people say at the text line or in the YouTube chats, everybody is a wave of opinion. How are you not? If you get, I'm discovering this in European football. The week-to-week takeaways in soccer, and it's like they play one, it's the same thing. It's one game a week.
So you got a week to kind of stew on it and talk about it. And yeah,
it's exactly the same feelings for people, except they want to fire people way more frequently than the NFL.
Fire his ass.
But in the NFL, it's what we deal with. The Chargers getting that miracle win at the Dolphins, because it was a miracle win.
Yes, it was.
And come back, you lose to the Colts, who already lost in Los Angeles. You know, like, and the Colts being 6-1 would just be baffling and blow me away.
Well, and the other side of that, too, would be, oh, my God, the Chargers are 5-2, and they've been decimated by injuries, and they're going to get healthier as the rest of the season goes on.
And so my weekend takeaway for the NFL, because I'm excited for a lot of these games, really is there's prove-its. If the Colts are 6-1, I don't know what your counter is to the Colts being a good NFL team if you're not already there.
There's no counter.
And then it's both sides of the coin, Tampa and Detroit, right? Tampa loses. They're a little bit of a mass unit right now. It doesn't sound like Ibuka's going to play, and Evans might be back. But you're going to kind of just go, you know, okay, pumping the brakes on Baker MVP right now, aren't we? Whereas if Detroit loses, you're going to go, whoa, Lions, what's going on
That's
with
the
you?
4-3 Detroit Lions who went, what did they go last year, 15-1, 16-1, whatever it was?
I'm pumped for it, man. Yeah. I think college has some okay games. Obviously, we have local interests here of what are the Ducks going to respond with and whatnot. I think the NFL is a big prove-it weekend in a lot of these games because they're just going to continue to prove either how we feel about teams or we have to second-guess ourselves or we have to scratch our heads and go, this makes no sense to me, what's happening with this team or that team.
There might be, it might be like a moment that we look back on and laugh and say, remember when we felt that way halfway through the year?
Are you not already there with some of these teams?
Oh, without a doubt.
I've already had that feeling twice.
No doubt. I think when you look at the rest of the way, last year you had, what was Philly's record in the regular season? One or two losses. I mean, just an absolute wagon. Detroit was a one-loss team or a two-loss team. Remember, they beat Minnesota in the last week of the season to win the division, but they were just...
Detroit was 15-2 last
15
year.
15-2. What was Kansas City? Kansas City was a one-loss team or two-loss team, and one of the games that they lost was a... We sat everybody in the last week of the regular season game, so when they played guys, they only lost one game. And so they might have been eking out wins, and you're like, how can they keep getting away with this? But there were three teams that felt like they ran away from everything record-wise, and then Philly and Kansas City cruise into the Super Bowl to face off against each other. That's the beauty of this year. And again, we might go back and laugh at this take at the end of the year. Everybody feels vulnerable. And the teams that have the best record right now, there are only three teams left in the NFL who only have one loss.
Well, I think it's the earliest. Wasn't the stat that it's like the earliest in X amount of years we've gone without having an undefeated
There's
team.
There's not like, one of those stories. Usually there is of like, hey, 8-0, 9-0, how far are they going to push
it? Champagne was popped early this year.
Yes, and you have the Colts, the Bucs, and the Packers. And the Packers are a one-loss team, but they also have a tie, so you're kind of like, that's kind of an ugly one.
I know.
You got 2 5-1 teams, and that's it. Both of them could lose this weekend, and you might have no one-loss teams. I just, the NFL's been a lot of fun. There seems to be a bit of a void of who's that team going to be. And again, maybe at the end of the year, it's still Kansas City and Philly, but it makes for really fun storylines this time of year.
A conversation that needs to be had about a local school. We'll do it next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Picture the former LSU coach prowling and growling on Oregon State's sideline. The student section decked out in shirts that read Orgeron State and Go Beavers. Imagine Oregon hyping up the crowd, or Orgeron, excuse me, hyping up the crowd at Gill Coliseum during basketball season, strolling the streets of Corvallis shirtless. You want to invigorate the state's largest institution of higher ed? Higher ed. Oregon State is craving credibility and attention after the Pac-12 crumbled and Trent Bray was fired.
Go Beavs, how about that?
That's from Bill Oram, Oregon Live, the Oregonian, local scribe, the columnist. And I texted with him yesterday. He's all in. He thinks Oregon State's only option is Ed Orgeron. Not realistically,
sure,
but
sure.
Their option number one amongst all the others should far and away be Ed Orgeron. And I'm just going to say this because I disagreed on some of the stuff and we text back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will not refute there isn't anybody that I think could build bigger buzz for where you're at.
Nobody.
Than him. If we're being real, like James Franklin's not coming to Corvallis, no. Yeah. Right?
There are names who are bigger than Edward Orgeron, but you cannot hire them. They're not coming to your school.
So if it's a guy from UC Davis or Montana State, they might be good coaches. Buzz-wise, there isn't a bigger option you can have than Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, and I think the counter-argument is, you know, look how bad Les Miles was at Kansas. I've seen that put out there a bunch in the last day of a guy who was a national champion coach. The sport kind of passed him by. He took some time off, went to Kansas, and it was an unmitigated disaster. I also think because you have one example of it going that way does not mean that every example of these kind of coaches is going to go that way.
I mean, Gary Anderson wasn't the sexiest national title-winning guy, but he kind of came in with some similar stuff of, oh my God, we stole Wisconsin's Big Ten championship-appearing
yes.
coach.
Yes.
And that also did the same thing as Les Miles.
I also think he had some off-the-field stuff that maybe distracted him, or he, you know, but that's, you
know. Have you seen Ed Orgeron lately?
Dude, he's shirtless and he's ready to go.
He's super okay. tan. I think he's taken all kinds of vitamins. His teeth are even more white and fake. Like,
go beef us out about that. Let's go get recruiting.
And
go
also, recruiting. For the record, very uncomfortable way that ended.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
We don't report that here. We don't need to talk about that stuff here.
I would live in the world if I were a Beaver fan of hiring somebody who is an up and coming coach would probably be my top wish list, right? A guy who's an X's and O's, a guy who maybe doesn't have the same national juice, but you trust. The reminder that we all have to give ourselves is none of these guys are guarantees. And all of our opinions on coaching hires have been woefully wrong for years and years and years. I, at one point, you know, demanded Oregon go out and hire Kevin Sumlin to be their next head coach. How yeah, would that have worked out, right? Like, none of us have any ideas. So I'm not going to dismiss anything just off of the surface. And I do buy into the theory that they, as a program, could benefit greatly from some juice. They have no juice. They are irrelevant. Their last head coach was as boring as humanly possible. The coach before him at least won, but he was also as boring as humanly possible.
Yep.
But he could drive donations because he got to 10 wins and he won a Fiesta Bowl back in the day. Trent Bray clearly did not have the ability to do that. And one of the things, we talked to Pate about this yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
One of the biggest things that you need to accomplish in a coaching hire is who's going to get people excited? Who's going to get donors to open up their wallets? Who's going to get people to talk about your team and want to come back to games? And is that the end all be all? No, and it doesn't guarantee team you're going to win squat, but there's at least an argument to be made that they could benefit greatly from doing that. Whether it's a two-year hire, a three-year hire, I don't know how long it would last.
Yeah.
It would bring juice back to the football program. There's no doubt about that.
We put a poll question up yesterday at Dirt and Sprague. Oregon State fans, would hiring Ed Orgeron get you fired up for the future of Oregon State football? Yes or no? Yes is still, and you could go vote. There's about 2 hours left on the poll. Yes is a resounding answer on this. 75.9% of you say yes. Over no. I would also counter with this, and I this is kind of, you know, I'm not getting all the details of what me and Orm were texting, because I thought it was a great column. I told him where I disagreed. That's what a columnist should do. Make me think.
Yes.
And he brings up very valid points. Like, imagine getting a national title winning coach, whether he was the X's and O's genius behind it or not.
Dude, who cares? Why do we use that again? He was the head coach.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, but there are coaches that win those things that never get the... Like, Gus Malzahn, for everybody, was the guy who won with Cam Newton, not Gene Chizik, right?
Yeah.
There are exceptions to these. Nick Saban's title, one of them, let's just use the LSU one, not the same to people as maybe Ed Orgeron's, even though Orgeron's team is maybe the most talented team ever assembled. But the point is, a national title-winning coach who is desperate to be in the limelight again, desperate to prove that he can still do it, and you know, if there's anybody that's going to get in the mud and roll around, it's going to be that dude.
Yep.
And it might be shady and might feel a little gross, but you're going to go, I don't care anymore. It's college football. It's all gross. Here's my counter.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm struggling. I don't know where I don't have trust with the AD. And I they're still assembling the committee. They're still assembling all that stuff. Are you better served to go Rob Mullins' route? And I commend this guy all the time for it publicly, because it's, when you hire Mario Cristobal after Willie Taggart, there's a lot of, you hired the guy that the students wanted.
Yeah.
You're Oregon.
The like, interim
open that
guy.
Thing up. You hired the interim guy.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty well. And then you have the next hire come up. And look, George is a good profile, but you hired an assistant with zero experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to memory hole what some Duck fans thought about that. Like, what?
He was hired, and the majority of the fan base said, who?
Right. And some of them were even like, that, we can't get a guy with experience?
Yeah, you can't get a guy who's been a head coach before?
Boy. And I know it's coming off a loss, but you're sitting there going, damn, dude, he hit, right? Like, I commend the courage to do that. It's not as easy as you think it is. And so I don't trust the guy, but, like, are they better served to go Ed Orgeron, or are they better to serve to go positional coach from the Big 12 or 10? Is there a tight ends or wide receivers coach we've never heard of that they hire? And you go, what? But he's dynamite recruiter, sadistic, and wants to show you, I'm ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can laugh at it right now. Brent Brennan had a little bit of this at San Jose State, and I know it's at San Jose State, but that's kind of where you're at, right?
Yes.
And he injected life, and he took them to heights they hadn't seen in a long time. And he's 4-2 at Arizona year two. We'll see where it goes. But he was nothing but a wide receivers coach. So it's not the impossibility that it can't work with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. It's more so what's more logically the route for them that makes sense. Because I understand injecting life. You also need a guy that's going to recruit his butt off and understands football and can say in 3 years, are you in a playoff as a group, a dark horse group of six team? Like, that should all be the criteria for this stuff.
Yeah, I don't question the ability of Ed Orgeron to recruit, and I don't question the ability of Ed Orgeron to open wallets and raise money, because I think he has that kind of charismatic personality, and him going around to booster meetings with his Cajun accent would just be hilarious, and I think it would be beneficial in that regard. The biggest question about him is what kind of staff can he put together? Because that's the deal. When you hire a CEO-type head coach, which he absolutely is, who's his offensive coordinator going to be that he's coming with? Who's his defensive coordinator going to be? What's the budget for that coaching staff that you can go find? Like, who are candidates that are viable, that make sense, that you can afford, that he has relationships with? And if I'm Scott Barnes, those are the biggest questions that I have for a guy like Ed Orgeron. Mm. Because his ability to recruit has always been touted. His ability to raise money and NIL funds and donations has always been touted. His question is, he has to hire coaches to call the offense and call the defense, because that's not his forte. And he walks around on the sideline and gets carried off the field when they win. But he's just not an X's and O's guy in that regard.
So where? Okay, let me ask you this, because he's not. I have a hard time seeing Scott I'm hiring Ed Orgeron because I want to be outshined in a room thing. Yeah. Based on how I've heard him talk, dude thinks of himself pretty highly.
Yes, I would be surprised if it happened. I just am of the mindset of, you are in such a bad spot that dismissing anything on the surface is a mistake.
Oh, I agree. And I've
100%. Seen a lot of Beaver fans like, I wouldn't want anything to do with him. Why? Because you won a title 6 years ago? All right. You're 0-7. You might lose Lafayette this weekend. Like, you got nothing.
Zero room to say anything.
You shouldn't be able to say no to any coaches. You should be welcoming them all to come interview for you. You are desperate at this point. And
right.
So that's where I largely stand. I don't know what's ultimately going to end up being the right answer for the program and what the right coach is going to be. Mm. I don't have a lot of faith in Scott Barnes making the right decision, but I would absolutely interview him and get a sense of where he's at, what kind of staff he'd be willing to put together, and how much money he felt like he could come in and raise and to help put together a winning roster away.
Can I give you, I know we're against it, we need to get to the ticker here, so I apologize.
Yeah.
Can I give you an idea that I had that I was texting with a buddy about? And I'm not trying to say that this is some, like, you know, original thought that hasn't already either been said, discussed, or thought of by other people. I just look at the landscape and I say, I think this is a pretty fairly obvious thing. Like, even though they're currently searching for a coach down in Corvallis, and there's a lot out there that they could do, like, directionally, I text with a buddy that I think if they're smart, which, fair to wonder that right now.
Are they?
Would you not also, while you're looking for your next coach and immediately hire that person, would you not also form some kind of committee, combination of former coach, former player, and I'd venture into the pools of Dave Bartus and say, I need smart minds and football people in a group that I pay a small fee to, and I say, this is an earthquake drill. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You need to be prepared at all times and identify to me lists of the best coaches not getting enough conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So at any one point, you're not hiring out of fear. You're hiring with best hire intentions, and you're always prepared. Because you can't hire somebody and go, well, I'm afraid he's going to leave.
Yeah.
You're Oregon State.
That's already
your lot in life, yes. Dude. So don't not hire out of that reason.
You just hired the one coach who wouldn't leave and then you fired him.
And your other guy would have never left.
You can't operate in that.
That's like a small other part of this is like, go hire the best coach and then don't do it out of fear for leaving. Make some kind of group of people who are constantly providing you, like scouting in the NFL, constantly giving you updates
on
players.
An evolving list of coaches who,
this guy at this assistant here, this positional coach, he's moving up the ranks here. Like,
yeah, this guy at Troy, this guy at, South Alabama, this guy is an up-and-comer at North Texas.
Nobody talks about.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart way to do it. I remember the Alabama AD saying that he would always have an envelope in his desk at all times, hoping to never open it, of who his big board of coaches would be whenever he got the news that Nick Saban is stepping away.
You need to be
And it would
that.
Evolve every year, and the names would change, and here's his hot board of guys he would call, and he has a sealed envelope in his desk just in case the day ever came. And then the day came and he had to find a way to go hire another coach.
So you're not stuck in a position to go, damn, who do we go to now?
Yeah, but I think
you don't want to be in that spot.
You're essentially at three options. The retread head coach and Ed Orgeron type, the up and comer who is at a smaller program, your Brent Vegans, if you will, Jason Eck. I don't know if Oregon State can get Jason Eck. I know he's a name that a lot of people want, or you're taking the flyer on a coordinator. Ryan Grubb's name has been brought. Like that, those are the three paths that you can go down. What is the right path? Nobody has any idea. And now we just got to wait and see who's going to ultimately get interviews and looks.
All right. We'll move on from this. Daily Ticker is next. An interesting Daily Ticker brought to you on The Fan by Pelican Brewing is next on The Fan.
Yeah.
What do you say? Fist pumping your way into
the weekend. Pack it up, dude. I'm going home. I just got told it's the end of the show, man.
This is my
fault.
That
is 100% on you.
I'm raising my hand.
Hand up. Hand up here.
I know.
Got to find some music.
Yeah.
You had to find music. That's all he can find. It's all he's got out there.
Well, I went way too long in our last segment, so I kind of railroaded the ticker. We'll do the ticker coming up next. And then I put Casey on the clock. Casey's still learning a lot. There's a lot to learn with this job.
His head's spinning right now. He's just trying to get to the end of the show alive.
He's just trying to get to the weekend,
and you
man.
Give him you got 45 seconds. Can you take that out and put something else in its place? And it was a bit of a nut crunch to get that done in time.
I'll tell you right now, Casey.
We're working on it.
When I did a free internship in Seattle, so I had to find a place to stay and commute from Tacoma to Seattle every day at 4 a.m., unpaid, I would get absolutely reamed. And I mean yelled at. Making little mistakes that weren't even on air half the time.
No, you couldn't even notice them.
Like I told a guy that was just an update guy. I said, hey, I got Tiger Woods audio when he was going through the scandal. He goes, the F are you doing in her? You are right in the Bronx. It's like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm not paid.
Softy yelling at you. Where's my cigarettes? Calm down, Softy. All right.
You know what, though? You can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS, Paramount Plus. Stream your local live NFL game all Sunday, all season long. $30 for your first year. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Boom goes the dynamite.
We got the ticker. We're going to get to it. So this is kind of a shorter segment. I kind of put a bow on it, I guess, in a way of everybody's going to give their opinion on who to hire.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a take on it.
And Barnes... Does Barnes strike you as take big risk guy or Jay Hill, defensive coordinator, BYU? You know, he coached under former Beef coordinator Kalani Sitake. His defense is ranked this, and I believe in him. Because that's where I think he's going to go with this stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll shock. Maybe he'll have me in awe.
Yeah, there's not a lot of faith for Bray and me, and I think that's been a sentiment as I'm scrolling through text at the fan text line.
You mean Barnes.
Barnes.
There's no more belief
no
in Bray.
No more belief in Bray. He is officially gone. The other part of this that'll just be an interesting thing to keep an eye on is how many guys are there? Because I think they're going to take their time with this. You're not going to get a hire in the next 3 weeks, although Ed Orgeron is available currently. If you'd like to hire him and get him in place, there would be a benefit to that going into the portal cycle of having your guy ready to go. How many more coaches are going to get fired in the next 2 months? And are there any of those guys that are on your list? Jonathan Smith is the obvious one, and I love the immediate pushback of, we don't want anything to do with him.
Oh, I'm going to put myself back in the camp. I've flip-flopped on this like a politician. Talk about not building buzz. There's no juice to that one.
No juice to that at all, really.
None.
Even the marriage being back together and an apology and I regret my decision. And
it's still too delicate, too soft.
Okay.
It's only a year and a half ago. Like
Dame wanted a trade and then we welcomed him back with open
arms.
Those
are not the same things
I know they're not.
At all.
I know they're not. I'm just saying.
Oregon State didn't force his hand.
Well, did they with how incompetent the athletic department is?
No, Oregon, USC, Washington, and UCLA did.
Because we all have so much faith in the president and the athletic director, and everything behind the scenes has gone swimmingly with NIL and this new world of college football. He had no reason to be worried whatsoever about the infrastructure in place behind the scenes, putting him in a position to win.
Here's the fun fact,
none of it's his fault.
None of it, yeah. Here's the fun fact about this, in all seriousness. I bet that new media rights deal, though, is going to really help them go get a
high-level
candidate.
I'm sure there's a Substack somewhere telling you it's 4 days away, and they're going to get it, and it's going to be great for all the schools involved in the conference.
I swear on my mom, for 7 months, I've heard this deal is about to be announced.
For 4 years, we've heard this now.
We've been moving on every week and not talking about how there's no media rights deal.
Back when the Pac-12 was still the Pac-12, we did this every month.
There's little bits and pieces of it, but there's not like...
No, you got part of it done.
It's not fully done.
But I would just add, like, is there anybody else on that list that intrigues you? Not that it's, you know, going to be like Billy Napier, random name. I don't think he's going to come to Oregon State, but he won at a lower level. He can recruit. Like, there's a lot of guys that are going to be available in the next 6 weeks, is what I'm trying to say. Is there anybody on that list that you're kind of circling and saying, you know what, the fit where he was not good, but we feel like we're a better fit for him here?
We'll see what the committee gives him, because that's where he's going to go higher. I don't think it's going to be him going outside of his, you know, and coming to a conclusion. I think it's going to be, what is the committee telling me to do? Okay, I'll do that. All right, let's get to the Daily Ticker coming up next. Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Yeah, Daily Ticker brought to you on The Fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Obviously born at the beach. And now, big announcement. No longer coming soon.
What?
Officially there.
What?
Pelican and Rockaway Beach.
It's so good.
It is so good.
God, it's so good.
It's peek-a-boo. So great.
You go play peekaboo with that location, man.
Dude, I've always said Rockaway, very underrated little coastal town. It's a one-street town. You drive right through it, but great beach, and now you got a Pelican there.
I've not spent much time in my life in Rockaway Beach.
Pronto pup?
I'm not big on Rockaway. I just have never been. I'm not familiar with their game. I got to go check it out.
I like Rockaway.
Okay, you're a Rockaway guy?
Rockaway. Yeah, so you can find more information at pelicanbrewing.com, born at the beach. No guests today. because I wanted to play this. We had massive news announced yesterday.
What happened?
In the sport of college football.
What could it be?
It was a head coach making a video, and this is what he said.
My wife, Manette, and I love Indiana University, Bloomington, the state of Indiana, the people we've met. We have very strong feelings about President Whitten and Scott Dolson. And, you know, we've accomplished a lot here in a short amount of time, but still have a lot of work to do. So I couldn't be more proud to be a Hoosier, and I plan on retiring as a Hoosier. And the way that this state has embraced us in our success in football has meant more to me than anything else. So I just wanted to get on camera and let you know that Kurt Cignetti is going to work daily to make Indiana the best they can be.
And now that Penn State rumors are dead for Kurt Cignetti, 8-year, $93 million deal. Our buddy Adam Rittenberg followed up this morning. If they are to do a buyout, $93 million, fully guaranteed.
If this thing hits the side of the mountain, it's going to cost him a lot of money. Yes. I just don't think anybody has that fear right now that it'll hit that level, the side of the mountain.
This will make him the third highest paid coach in all of college football. And I know we're already kind of against it, but I want to play for you because I know you'll enjoy this. One pundit says, what a stupid deal to do.
Ooh.
But there is no way in the world that Kirk Cignetti should be the third highest paid coach in the country. He is not in Kirby Smart's league. He is not in Ryan Day's league. He has a big win on the road against Oregon. What else? I realize he may end up winning the national championship, and those who cover college football are very high on him. But this is not how you make sound decisions. This is how you take your university to the ledge, and at some point end up paying for it. The question I was asked a minute ago: is it sustainable? Well, he went to the playoffs last year. Today, it looks like he's going back to the playoffs. It looks like it because he's got literally nobody on his schedule. He's 64 years old, so he's got a runway of 6 to 10 years. But you just mortgage your university to an astronomical contract based on what? He didn't beat anybody last year. And I know I'm going to be excoriated for sounding like that guy against Kurt Cignetti. I'm just being realistic. It's too bad somebody didn't say the same thing I'm saying about Jimbo Fisher or Mel Tucker or any of these other coaches that ended up with these ridiculous – or James – well, I did say this about James Franklin. So that's a great day for Kurt Cignetti. But I'll make you a prediction. That athletic director probably gets run out of there in about 5 years because they're not going to be able to sustain this.
Yeah. Paul Feinbaum, stupid thing to do, Indiana. Why would you give the coach that's winning at your program any money?
The only guy who's ever won 10 games in the history of your school, and he's now backing it up and looking like they're even better in year two than they were in year one. Why would you want to give that guy a contract extension?
Mel Tucker follow up his great year by having another great year.
Let me go ahead and check the notes here. Mel Tucker went 11-2 in 2021 with Kenneth Walker. Everybody's thinking, hey, here comes Michigan State. They give him a big contract extension. The next year, he went 5-7. They gave him the deal after one year.
Okay.
Now, Indiana did this as well. They gave him a contract extension last year en route to a college football playoff appearance in an 11-1 season, and now they've done it again. Look, of course, there's always the possibility that this ends poorly. The easy counter to this, and this is what comes up when we talk about like paying quarterbacks. What's the alternative, Paul? Not give him the extension? Let him walk to Penn State?
Like, what are you saying to him?
What are you arguing?
Pay him.
So you want Indiana football that has gone from literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To what appears to be back-to-back college football playoff appearances. They appear to be destined to go to Indianapolis in the Big Ten title game because they need to lose.
They're pretty well coached.
Pretty well coached. Yeah. Like they're gonna make some noise this year. They finally are relevant for the first time, and you want them to say what? No, we're not going to pay our head coach. Let him walk potentially in the offseason?
Because that's how that world works.
That is insanity. What are you doing? Of course. Yes, there is a 10% chance that this blows up in their face and he sucks in 3 years and we're like, oh my God, remember that moment in time?
Yep.
I'm not certainly willing to gamble on it. I thought this was a wonderful day for obviously Indiana fans who are clearly bought in, and they are now officially a football school, and the basketball program is dead in terms of popularity. Football is way bigger now, and it should be because they're winning, and the basketball program hasn't done anything in 30 years. I thought it was a great day for the conference because Penn State still has money to spend, and they're still going to go get a noteworthy coach. It would have been a backbreaker for them to lose this kind of new story and maybe a new title contender, if you will, in the mix of the conference, to lose them to another conference team.
Right.
And then I think it's just great for college football. Like, I hope we're we're entering into an era in which guys are going to stay loyal and they're going to build storylines and they're going to have a career at a place with highs and lows. And that's the way the sport largely used to be. You had guys like Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden and go up and down the list of coaches who felt like they were at a school forever. And it was so fun to watch them for 20 years and they'd win a title and then have a down year and then you'd have rivalries that would form. Like, I want that to happen in college football again. And there is way too much movement and so many coaches are learning the hard way that it's hard to duplicate the same level of success. There's no guarantee you're going to do it. And if you only go 10-2, you're immediately on the hot seat. And so great for college football, great for Indiana, great for the Big Ten, and great for Kurt Cignetti, who has gone from making essentially 5 years ago $400,000 to be the head coach of James Madison to now being paid $11.6 million a year.
I also just think highlighting where you rank in coach pay per year, it's kind of, I mean, I think you hit on it right there. It's quarterbacks, man. Like, every year we got a new guy.
Does he deserve to make more than Lincoln Riley right now?
I mean,
because that's the guy he just jumped in the standings.
The argument for being against it is Lincoln's resume is longer at more power four schools.
They have the same number of playoff wins.
Yeah, well, touche.
Does he deserve to make more right now than Dabo Sweeney, what he's doing at Clemson?
Yeah.
Does he deserve to make more than Steve Sarkisian? These are the coaches that he just jumped. Dan Lanning, Kalen DeBoer, Brian Kelly.
We don't need to convince these deals have always been crazy. Yep. All of these are big risks, right? The buyouts are insane, and this is why they're flirting with private equity. But that's also the world, dude. It's like being in the NBA and saying, we're not going to pay our franchise guy the max contract. Excuse me?
What?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Sure, you could trade him?
Would Feinbaum have been like, SGA, I don't know, man. I don't know if I give him $300
million. I know he won a title, but it's very expensive.
They're going to live to regret this. The Oklahoma City Thunder are your NBA champions. Like, you're Indiana. So, like, I don't know, man. It's the hot take culture stuff. And he's kind of always been a guy on the record that hates this guy. He thinks he's just a douchebag and doesn't like him. And
he hates that the Big Ten's won back-to-back titles. They desperately, as a conference, need three or four teams every year in the mix because that's how you combat the SEC narrative and argument. And the Big Ten largely does not have that. We don't know where Michigan's going to go in years to come. We don't know where Penn State's going to go in years to come.
Right.
And so, like USC, maybe it's this year. Maybe it's Washington, but it's Jed Fish around long term. Maybe it's who said basically yesterday he's staying at Nebraska on the Pat McAfee show, which would be great for Nebraska. Like, you need another team in your conference, and Indiana's become that team. It's great that he's staying there.
Daily Ticker brought to you on the fan by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach and online at pelicanbrewing.com. Rockaway Beach location officially there. So go check it out when you can. Tons of coastal locations, Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Loaded third hour of the program. Sprague in line as well as around the corner. Dirt and Sprague back with hour three on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.